Yo, 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 hello. How are you? What's happening? Welcome to the new and improved Ryan and Case No Chase with a Shirley Tip Twist podcast. I am, as always, the steaming vegan, the sexual intellectual, repping Williamsburg, Virginia to the fullest. I am Casey Kello, everybody. Flying solo today. It's been a long time since we made it a podcast. Ryan is under his contract negotiations, but I'm confident I will see my brother, so shout out to him. He'll be back with us soon. Tempest is an international multimedia mogul, but again, I love her. Shout out to her. Hope to see her again. We will have her back on the show again soon. My co-host. But today, it's all me, baby. I'm flying solo. How y'all feeling? It's January 16th, 2024. So far, since I last saw y'all, a lot of shit has happened. We couldn't even possibly cover it all, you know what I mean? But some stuff has happened in my life, you know what I mean? I have a whole new baby. That's how long it's been since the last time I recorded a podcast. I have a whole new baby girl, Symphony Arlene Yvette Kello. She's a few months old right now. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. Me and Ryan met up, went to D.C., watched the 49ers beat up on the Commanders. Had a great time. You know what I'm saying? Tempest lives in goddamn Italy. Yeah, just all great things, beautiful things, man, going on. Okay, so that's what's been going on with me, you know, working. Staying prayed up, staying fly, you know what I mean? But today, I wanted to talk about something that happened over the last few weeks, maybe the last month. So Cat Williams had a really big interview on the Club Shay Shay podcast with Shannon Sharp. And everybody, you know, it set the internet on fire. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody had an opinion about it. Everybody, you know, was talking about this stuff. So I really pay attention and, you know, I want to share a quote with y'all before I get started on what I got to say about it. It's by Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu had a quote where she said, 85% of the world are followers. 10% of the world are creatives. And 5% are observers. She says the 5% ends up getting assassinated, shunned, or discredited because they could mess things up for the 10%. Well, on this podcast, I know Casey Kello, me, a lot of my opinions, I stand on my own two feet. So a lot of issues, what I look to give y'all is my perspective as it comes, because I tend to look at things a little differently. I don't know why. Maybe I'm blessed. Maybe some people agree with me. Maybe some people don't. But, you know, hopefully we can get a whole nother different perspective looking at everything we talk about. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So here we go. So Cat Williams set the internet on fire. And what I wanted to look at from a lot of the claims he made, because he made a lot of claims, is what makes everybody take his word as the truth? Because most people watching, you know, outside of the celebrity or Hollywood or the comedy circles don't even know this dude. Like, so how the hell do y'all figure, oh, you're Cat motherfucking telling the truth? God damn it. Because I went in there and I seen the video. Blah, 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 blah. How do we know exactly what he's saying is true? So I think that when I ask this questions to myself, I went back and I said, well, Casey, let's go ahead and look at other people's opinions, and, you know, so you can form your own opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about when you talk about your experience at your job, think about when you at your job or things that you've been in your life. Like, I have situations with my wife, with my family, with my friends that I'll be at a situation and their view of that experience was completely different than mine. I mean, fellas, how many times you been with a girl and, you know, you hitting it and you think you bringing the pain, and you know what I mean? She moaned a couple times and you thought she was holding it down, and the next thing you know, shit, behind your back, she said your dick ain't hitting no shit. Not saying that's happened to me. I would never say it happened to me, but, you know, I hear that happens sometimes, you know? But you know, it's like, or vice versa. Sometimes girls think they held it down, dude behind their back running their mouth. You know, sometimes people might say your food is good, your food won't good. Sometimes, you know, people have different perspectives, you know, and nobody's perspective is wrong. It's literally their perspective. You know what I mean? So Cat Williams came out, like, I'm going to tackle the first one, like, when he was going over comedian, because I ain't going to spend too much time on it. I just got a certain narrative that I'm trying to express from my point of view. So it's like Cat Williams said that when he went on, he responded to Ricky Smiley saying that Ricky Smiley was supposed to be Money Mike, and he was supposed to be the Santa Claus character, right? So Cat Williams said that Ricky is lying and that he wasn't supposed to ever be Money Mike because he was like, he created the character. So he was like, he created the character Money Mike. Ricky Smiley then, you know, reiterated, cleared it up. It was like, you know, that's what he was told. Now, again, I went and I listened. Well, I watched Ice Cube made like a 9-minute video about it. I watched the entire thing. And Ice Cube was like, the Money Mike character was created by Ice Cube. It wasn't created by Cat Williams, or it was created by whoever wrote the story. So now a lot of people might say, am I trying to claim Cat is lying? No, I'm just saying Cat might go in there and say from his perspective, there's no way he could have played Money Mike because of the things that Cat brought to the table. Ricky could be saying, hey, I read for the part. I felt pretty confident in getting the part. Neither one of them is lying. So for Cat to go out there and say his part and Ricky to go out here and say his part, what makes people believe Cat? That's just a question. Maybe we'll get to that in the comments. Maybe you guys can answer me that on my Instagram, Ryan and Case, No Chase Instagram page. Maybe you guys can hit me on my Instagram page and just let me know how y'all feel about that. How do y'all gauge what makes y'all feel that's who's telling the truth in these situations? You know, then you got Cedric the Entertainer. Nobody in this black ass earth going to sit up there and ever tell me Cedric the Entertainer is not funny. You know what I'm saying? But Cat Williams claimed that he had a joke and that Cedric the Entertainer stole that joke, right? So I looked at both of them and I was like, okay, you can see the similarities in the joke clearly, but I feel like that, you know, stole is just such a strong word. Maybe it was inspired by, but it's just like, Cat, once you talk about being in a car, can't nobody talk about being in a car no more. Like, niggas got to, okay, once Cat Williams impersonated himself driving a car with music playing, nobody else could be in a car with music playing. I mean, I really don't understand how is that big, but I can understand Cat's perspective. Like, bro, that was my biggest joke at the time. Said, heard it, said he enjoyed the joke, and then he did it not thinking that anybody would ever, Cat Williams would ever grow in popularity to the point where anybody would ever, you know, call, say it out on it. So what I did was I went back and also, you know, during further research over more people, Corey Holcomb came in and said that everybody still jokes. And they went back and lo and behold, Cat Williams has stole jokes from J.B. Smoove. You know, when Cat came out with the whole everyday I'm hustling, oh, man, that's the shit. You could do that to this, or you could do that to that. J.B. Smoove did the exact same joke as an opener on Def Jam. J.B. Smoove was not as big, never got to be as big a comedian as Cat Williams, or Cat Williams do the same thing. But again, what makes y'all believe Cat? Bernie Mac, one of the greatest of all time. As somebody who watched comedy as much as I do, I know that all of them do it. All of them borrow from each other. All of them take premises from each other. Everybody does it, like all comedians do it. So I don't understand, like, what's the biggest deal. Another thing he said was Steve Harvey. Now, I have known for a while Steve Harvey been on some hoe shit. Like, it's a lot of people that say that, you know, about Steve Harvey, because he's not the funniest, but Jesus, man, he's in everything. You can never deny the man's success, but it's like, yeah, it's like, as far as his stand-up, it's funny. You know, some movies he in, he's funny. But, you know, they claim that Mark Curry Coates claim he stole jokes. You know, I think they all do it. So I think that is much ado about nothing. So again, it seems that the answer to me is because Cat Williams said names and wanted all the smoke on the biggest platform. That's who people tend to believe. the person who says the most salacious thing on the biggest platform is the one that people tend to listen to. So that's what I think the answer to my question ultimately was, is like, why do they believe him? He's on the biggest platform and he's giving names and he's speaking with such conviction. I think that's why people believe him. I watch other people. I watch Faison Love's interview. He had a lot of real shit to say. And so did Corey Holcomb, Don DC Curry. It's a bunch of comedians that had their point of view on everything. So it's just a difference of opinion, and it's all competitive at the end of the day. But I had to speak on it because it set the internet on fire. So then after I thought about that, I thought about just how much social media plays a part in people's, like, everyday, the way they think that the world is. So Kendrick Lamar had a quote. I can't remember it verbatim because I don't really know the exact lyrics, but it was, forget all the fake strings, fuck all the fake memes, nigga, it's a real world outside. So it's like when you look online, right, and you look at, I've had especially a homegirl of mine, shout out to Mika, like a lot of the times me and her have conversations, and like some of the views that she has, where she's like, well, people think this or people think that, I always ask her, like, Mika, like, where is this coming from? Like, what makes people think that this is what's going on? So when I talk to her and a few other friends of mine, it's like a lot of people think that if you see something on social media, Instagram, Twitter, or something like that, whatever gets the largest reaction is usually true. Now, me personally, like, when it comes to women and, like, BBLs, bro, I live in Edgewood, Maryland. It's in the outskirts of Baltimore. Bro, I rarely even, unless I'm at a strip club or something, I rarely even see a girl with a BBL. Where are the people making these things that people love BBLs? Most guys I know don't even like BBLs. They think they look stupid. I mean, it might get your attention on TV, but it get your attention just like somebody tall gets your attention or a nice car gets your attention, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what I like. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's who I want to get with. That just means that that's something that somebody wants to look at. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that's what a man really wants. A woman with a BBL. Don't nobody want no big ant built body ass bitch. Fucking bitch built like a goddamn letter P in the front or a lowercase letter B. I don't know about what the fuck. I don't understand it. It to me, I like, you know, me personally, I like bigger girls. I like small girls. I mean, whatever your pleasure is, but I don't know where these niggas are. So please make yourself known out there. If you are that guy, let me know. Call me, let me know. Like, man, I love a girl with a BBL. You know what I mean? Because y'all misleading these chicks by the shit we be liking on Instagram. We be misleading a lot of girls with the things that we say that we like on Instagram. Another thing, coincidentally, that I was just talking to one of my friends about today is that people think Eminem is a top 10 rapper. I don't think that anybody thinks Eminem's a top 10 rapper. Who really got Eminem like in their top 10? Like, think of, like, a lot of people. Now, all due respect to all people, Eminem could rap his ass off. But a lot of people, to be honest, don't really have a top 10. A lot of people don't sit down and say, you know, let me put together my top 10 rappers. Because if you did, I'm imploring all of y'all that if you did, if you sat down and was like, bro, let me sit down and really rank all my favorite MCs, I almost put money on it that Eminem wouldn't be there. That's just me. You know, Nas, Jay, Andre 3000 is the greatest all time to me. You got Scarface. You got... shit, man. I mean, technically, if you want to go Pac and Big, you got Bun B, you got Jadakiss, you got I haven't put together a top 10 either. Shit, Big Daddy Kane, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube. I ain't even thinking of a list, but I know it ain't nowhere in there. I'm like, Eminem, nigga. Like, Eminem, dog. when I just want to sit down and vibe out, I be listening down, 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 down. I'm her toes back again. Like when I just sit back and I'm having a bad day, I lay back and I bump that. I'm them slutty, yes, I'm the real slutty. Like, nah, not me. I don't. Hey, that's not my shit. I mean, now I will never deny that motherfucking white boy be rapping his ass off. Shit, he do. He be rapping. You know what I mean? But he's not. He might make the top 20. He'll make my top 20, but not my, hell no. Like, but again, in the comments, you know what I mean? Or wherever you may run into me, call me, run, or whatever it is, let me know if Eminem is in your top 10. I want to meet these guys because I don't believe it. I don't really see this because people be telling me that people say these things. You know, Eminem to me is like in the same context as like Ludacris. Like, it's like Ludacris and Eminem. It's like they came up in the game together, like him and M, in my opinion. Like, they're the same to me. You know what I'm saying? Super duper lyrical guys came up in the early 2000s and shit like that, had some hits, real dope rhyme patterns. But it's like I would listen to more Luda than I would Eminem, but they were like kind of playful, let's have fun type of rappers. Like, I'm not, but again, if I'm sitting, I want to vibe out, I'm not listening to Luda neither. Much love to Luda, one of the greatest, again. So get with me about that, about social media and how it affects y'all, because bro, a lot of the stuff that a lot of people, especially females, be thinking, that men are thinking, it all comes off of the internet. Like, you cannot base your life on what you saw on Basketball Wives or on what the fuck they talking about in the shade room. Like, it's not that much drama going on. There's not that much shit going on. Like, you know, it's always over drama with y'all. Like, these bitches hating on me. Bitch, you work at Hardee's. You work at rallies. Nobody's hating on you. Bitch, you work at the post office and your baby daddy is 110 pounds and he be temping. Nobody's hating on you, baby. These bitches be trying to dish. They want to be me so bad. No, they don't. He punched you in your face yesterday. You got a black eye. Don't nobody want to be you. let me stop. Okay, moving on. we're going to talk about, right now I'm going to talk about Jonathan Majors. What's funny with that shit, bro, is like, my sisters, my black women, we got to act like, stop acting like white women the only one that call the cops. Now, I'm going to come around with this to back, because trust me, I love y'all and I'm about to hold y'all down, but y'all some cop calling motherfuckers, man. When it's established that you can't beat a nigga up, like, y'all call the police. Y'all really do. Speaking from, you know, not from experience, I'm not going to ever say that. But I know that the cops have been called. Like, you get too brolic on a girl and she gets scared enough, she'll be like, you will go, especially ones that when they know you on probation or they know you on parole or some shit. That's the first thing they say as soon as you get back. Nigga, you will go back. You will be in jail. You put your hands on me. That's what the black women say. What's fucked up about the Jonathan Majors with the white woman shit, though, is that the police listen to white women more. Like, black women been getting their ass whooped forever, calling the police, and they just be like, just cool down. The cops be like, cool down, walk around the block. You know what I mean? White women, boy, they crucify your ass. Like, bro, when you saw the video, how the fuck they find this dude guilty? I don't know. Like, I looked at the video myself, and I'm just like, bro, how the fuck, like, the tape says it all. What did this nigga, bro, he running from the bitch. And she chasing him. Like, who do I be like, yep, that nigga had blood in his eyes. That nigga saw red when they had that white woman. Like, I don't understand. Like, what type of lawyer did he have? Like, bro, like, if I'm running for my life and somebody chased, like, you looking at a Jason movie, at any time you cut to a Jason movie and you see a nigga running from Jason, who in their right mind think, yep, that nigga fucked Jason up? But nobody, motherfuckers running, like, literally sprinting for blocks away from this bitch, and she chasing him, and he got in trouble for fucking her up. My homeboy at my job, he told me you got to look at what the charges are, though. Like, the charges are really, like, not that serious, but it's just, like, you pushed her, and that's a charge in itself. Just doing anything. Because pretty much anything, if you want to be technical, when you look at the judicial system, is a charge, especially where they were. I think they were in New York or something like that. Like, everything you do is a charge. So it's like, you could be like, bitch, get away from me, and just push her off you, and it's like, you could have killed her. That's a charge. That's assault. So if you look at the charges he got charged with, I don't think none of them were like serious, but it's still everything, like, bro, everything is a charge. Trust me. I've been doing security for a long time, and it's like, you got to be real careful, because every goddamn thing that you, everything is a charge. Remember that, brothers out there. Before you want to go messing with those fucking Beckys, those Iquisu Ochas, as my Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, family knows. Before you want to go mess with those Iquisu Ochas, realize she could be hitting you in the head with a brick. Just if you put your arm up and push, get away from me, they will lock your ass up. You will go from Kang the Conqueror to Jonathan the fucking waiter. It would turn your ass from Thanos to Grimace, from Thanos to Barney, some other little purple nigga, man. They would turn you from the Incredible Hulk to Gumby out this motherfucker if you put your hands on them goddamn Iquisu Ochas. Those Wahite women. You put your hands on them. Don't even just take the ass whooping, dog. At this point, let them beat you up. Don't run. Just let them beat you up. Because niggas can't even run in 2024. Oh, shit. I hate laughing at my old jokes, but that's funny to me, bro. Like, you can't even run from a bitch no more? Like, goddamn. That's crazy. Okay. Moving on. What else we got to talk about? Okay. New music coming out. That I heard. I haven't heard at all, but I did hear that new 21 Savage. I'm an old head. That shit hard, in my opinion. I listened to Kid Cudi. That shit is decent, too. And, like, one of my favorite rappers out that's kind of new is Big X the Plug. I think he's pretty dope. Yo, his production is crazy. He got to stop getting out of the mold of, like, his songs are starting to kind of sound dissimilar. So he might want to throw something else kind of different out there going forward. Football, Dallas Cowboys, man. God damn, bro, again? Oh, God, I hate y'all, man. Like, this is the most wonderful time of the year. When y'all get, yo, y'all got y'all ass whooped. Boy, 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 we the boys. Man, they beat the brakes off y'all ass, man. The Eagles got their ass whooped too, but boy, I don't take no pleasure in that. That's just sad. But them Cowboys, y'all was talking a gang of shit. Y'all got y'all motherfucking asses. Whoop! Dak Prescott octagon head ass. That shit funny as a bitch. That nigga head got corners. That nigga head literally has octagon. What's that, 8 sides? That nigga head got 8 sides on everything I love. Yeah, so Cowboys got their ass whipped. It's great. As always, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. You know, that's another thing I try to do with this new 2.0 version of the podcast. Try to keep it under hours. You know what I mean? So, you know, hard enough to get niggas to listen. You know, we don't want to take too much of your time. So, much love to everybody. I'm going to be consistently, because like my man Ryan said, man, shout out to him. Consistency is key. So, I'm going to give y'all one a week till forever, because I never run out of shit to talk about. We're going to get back on the relationship shit, too, because I am a relationship guru, a relationship advisor. I'm here to put on earth to repair the family, and that's what the fuck I do. Especially, you know what I mean? I'm very good at this type of shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to go through all my credentials because I don't want to make it seem like I'm gloating, nigga. But I do what I do. So subscribe. Listen to the podcast. Subscribe to it wherever you could, wherever you get podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. Or you could listen to it straight up through the app that I'm gonna share this from. And go to our, make sure you follow us on our YouTube page. I don't have a Facebook page anymore, but follow us on our, I say YouTube, follow us on our Instagram page. Better yet, follow us on our Instagram page and keep listening. We're going to keep putting out content. We're going to keep it consistent. All right. I appreciate everybody because little, you know, the supporters that we do have, when I said we was coming back, the few people that shout me out, I love y'all. Everybody that support the show coming back, I appreciate y'all. All the way down to when we left off that last show that we did a couple years back with the season. I think this season was last year's season or maybe even the year before that. I don't even remember, but I know that the shit did crazy numbers like that the sports podcast I was doing. So we're going to incorporate a little bit of sports in it. We're going to always keep it fresh. We're going to keep it fly, relationship shit and whatever else is going on in the world. All right. I love y'all. Signing off, Ryan Case, No Chase, Shirley Tim Twist Podcast. Peace.